This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Make another smart choice with AutoQuote Explorer to compare rates from multiple car insurance companies all at once. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Hey, I'm Candace Lim, and you're listening to ICYMI. In case you missed it, Slate's podcast about internet culture. And joining me on the show today is someone you may know from their very funny Twitter account, Kathy Lee and Hoda No Context. Please welcome to the show, Caleb Stark. Hello, Caleb.
Hi, how you doing?
So good. Because today, Caleb, we are here to honor our queen, Hoda Kotb, who did recently announce she was leaving her anchor spot at the Today Show. So today we're going to talk about her best moments, why she's kind of like a perfect internet celebrity. But first, I have a big question to ask you. Caleb, you are a first-time guest on the show, therefore I must ask the question, what was your first internet memory?
Well, my first internet memory does involve dial-up internet because I'm getting to be of the age where I was using that as a kid. Honestly, I remember where I was when I first learned how to use Napster, even as like a, you know, 8-year-old child waiting for hours and hours for songs to download to listen to for the first time. I even remember being able to preview the song as it downloaded. So like listening to the first 5 seconds of the song and then listening to the first 7 seconds of the song and then the first 10 for like, you know, however long it takes to download a MP3 file on dial-up internet. Other than that, I mean, I was a huge Pokemon fan. I remember like going on Pokemon chat rooms like before the millennium. I mean, I've been an adopter of the internet since I was a kid. So
that's amazing. I love this memory of Napster because the first piece of media I ever downloaded on my iBook G4 was the pilot episode of Hannah Montana. And I had a similar situation of like, it was 22 minutes, it was buffering. So I would like watch as much as possible and it would get to like minute one and I'd be like, oh, I guess I'll just like rewatch the whole thing. So I've technically rewatched that episode like 62 times.
Right. That's amazing. The song that I was thinking of as I was telling that story is Who I Am by Jessica Andrews. Oh, I don't know if that means anything to you, country. I remember downloading Music by Madonna. Mm-hmm. Like I'm just like thinking of random songs that I remember taking forever, but it being worth the wait.
Exactly. Oh, amazing. Well, I don't know about you listeners, but I have been a fan of Caleb's account for a while now. And before we get into the weeds, let's take a break. When we come back, Caleb and I will talk about how he started his Twitter account, how it feels to go viral, and what you might not know about running a no-context account. Whether you're listening to ICYMI at double speed or regular speed, you'd probably love to know how you can get more cash back on your credit card. Either way, we'll slow things down a bit so you don't miss anything. Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned on your credit card at the end of your first year with Cashback Match. That means with Discover, you could turn $150 cash back to $300. It pays to discover. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Lumen. Your metabolism is your body's engine, so optimizing your metabolic health translates to easier weight management, improved energy levels, better fitness results, and better sleep. Introducing Lumen, the world's first handheld metabolic coach. It's a device that measures your metabolism through your breath. To use Lumen, all you have to do is breathe into your Lumen device first thing in the morning, and then the app lets you know if you're burning fat or carbs. Then, Lumen gives you a personalized nutrition plan for that day based on your measurements. It also gives you tailored guidance to improve your nutrition, workouts, sleep, and even stress management. Breathe into it before and after workouts and meals so you know exactly what's going on in your body in real time. And Lumen will give you tips to keep you on the top of your health game. Take the next step in improving your health. Go to lumen.me/ICYMI to get 15% off your Lumen. That's lumen.me/ICYMI for 15% off your purchase.
And we're back. So we are having this conversation because on September 26th, Hoda Kotb announced that she was stepping down from her role as the co-anchor of the Today Show in early 2025.
I'm going to be here through the first of the year, past the first of the year, and I'm going to stay in the NBC family. But it's kind of a big deal for me. So sorry, I wasn't. I seriously, I've been practicing so I wouldn't cry, but. Anyway, I did.
Hoda says she'll stay in the NBC family, which I interpret to mean she'll do like some specials, maybe pop in for a big interview here and there. But Hoda has been on the Today Show for like 17 years. She and Savannah Guthrie made history as the first female duo to anchor the first hour after the Matt Lauer scandal. And all of this started when Hoda started hosting the fourth hour with Kathy Lee Gifford, who was probably most known for hosting Live with Regis and Kathy Lee over at ABC. Now, Caleb, you run the Twitter account. No context, Kathy Lee and Hoda. I wanted to ask, where were you when Hoda announced she was leaving the Today Show?
Probably the same place where I usually am when I'm uploading my videos, which is my bed. What day of the week was it? Maybe I was at work. Yeah, I mean, it's something that I never even really considered to be a possibility until it happened, right? I have been running this account that is of old clips while Hoda's still on the show. And yeah, like never imagined that she would ever leave.
Do you remember your kind of like emotional reaction, if you had any?
Honestly, like I feel like good for Hoda. She's put in her hours at the Today Show, right? She did it with Kathy Lee. She's done it for a couple of years with Jenna. And honestly, watching the fourth hour now, Hoda seems tired. She seems ready for a break. So I feel excited for her to be free of waking up early every single weekday like she has been for the past 15 plus years.
Yeah, I remember waking up and it was the first headline I saw on my news app. And my heart did drop because I feel like we have really been there for so many of Hoda's like biggest milestones. I mean, she adopted two kids in the recent few years and she's been talking about it so openly. I remember when she broke up with her boyfriend and that actually devastated me where I was like, oh, love is dead. Oh, love is dead. Because if you can't love Hoda, who can love anyone else? It made me so upset. But I'm so invested in her. And she is like probably one of my favorite celebrities that I feel net positive about. Like I will defend her. I will defend her at war.
I think she's pretty easily defendable. There's not much to hate about Hoda.
Yeah. So pivoting to your account and just kind of how you interact with the media she produces, how and why did you first start the no context account?
Honestly, I'm pretty stuck in the past with the media that I consume myself. So watching Kathy Lee and Hoda clips was something that I used to just do on my own time, just for something to do. And as I would watch an episode or watch a host chat from, you know, however many years ago, I would think this is so funny and is not something that ever has probably even been thought of since it aired live however many years ago. So I actually tweeted out something. Because on my personal Twitter account, Kathy Lee and Hoda clips have existed since before the actual No Context account existed. And after I was, you know, tweeted my fifth clip of the week, I was like, should I start a No Context account just to like keep this separate from my personal? And someone said, one person said yes. And I was like, great. And that was it that day. So yeah, honestly, it was born out of wanting to clean up my personal Twitter account from being Kathy Lee and Hoda obsessed. And yeah, it's really taken off from there. I started it actually over a year ago now, but I wasn't really taking it super seriously. You know, I tweet a clip every now and then. It wasn't until it started to kind of snowball and pick up steam that I felt as if I owed something to the followers. So the original plan was to tweet something every day. And ever since people have really started to catch on, that's kind of what I've been doing.
And when did you realize your account was kind of a big deal? Because right now you have more than 14.8 thousand followers. But what was kind of that moment where it snowballed into like, oh, I
this is a job now.
An unpaid job, my name. Yeah. there were a couple clips over the year that I was kind of posting sporadically that did do a couple numbers. The clip where Kathy Lee compares her debut on Broadway to the bombing of Pearl Harbor.
Yep.
That is the one that kind of took off randomly. There was a couple that started to go viral just in small numbers, but it wasn't until there was a clip where she's singing Uma Thurman by Fall Out Boy, and it ends with a like cliffhanger involving Harvey Weinstein from Kathy Lee.
Why would I want to dance like her? That's the way I dance, Hoda.
That's from that movie. What's the movie? Pulp Fiction.
You know what?
All right, please.
For every one person that loves it, Hoda, there are many of us out there that
let us know on Facebook. Or don't.
You know what? I became friends with Harvey Weinstein because I hated Pulp Fiction. Oh. I hated the movie.
That was the one that really went places and made me feel as if, okay, I need to do this every single day for people if they're finding so much joy from this random clip. It's like, if you enjoy Hoda showing Kathy Lee a song, I have 50 more clips that I can show you. So
I know exactly the two clips you were thinking about, because those are the ones that have also found their way onto my timelines of people like retweeting, reposting. What is your favorite way that people interact with your clips?
My love of Kathy Lee and Hoda has come from the TV show The Soup. They were always heavily featured on The Soup on E! So I remember that they used to say, like, we had so many clips to choose from this week, but we can only put one on The Soup. And I started thinking, you know, well, what are the other clips? I should look in to see what else happened that week, kind of thing. I love a quote tweet with a joke because it reminds me of The Soup and like the commentary on things. The Kathy Lee and Hoda No Context account is a little selfish for me because it's just personal entertainment. I love a good joke about these clips, and I love to have people talking about them.
And for those who did not live in the heyday of The Soup was a commentary, pretty edgy show on E! That was hosted by Joel McHale, where he would basically play clips and just make fun of them. To be honest, it kind of reminds me of Ridiculousness, but like way funnier and way snarkier.
Yeah,
but it's funny because, man, I think about The Soup and I very much am like, that show could not exist today. But there are some moments every year where I'm like, honestly, would kind of love to hear their take on this. And for example, when New York City Mayor Eric Adams got indicted, I was like, you know who I would really love to hear from? Wendy Williams. Like, there are just some people in the culture that I feel like, oh, like, I want your take on that. My question is, do you ever have moments just like in the present when you're kind of like, man, Kathy Lee and Hoda could go off about this?
Oh, totally. I think that it's interesting, though, because Kathy Lee has said in like relatively recent interviews that she doesn't think that they could do the show or she could be on TV the way that she's been on TV in the past. And I've seen people say that that's not exactly true, but I think that it is because everyone is so kind of hyper focused on picking like bad things that people say and then blowing them out of proportion. And like there's so much to choose from Kathy Lee talking on live TV.
For those who like maybe aren't as familiar with Kathy Lee and Hoda's dynamic, how would you describe just like who they are to like their audience or what their show even was?
They definitely both have their role on the show, and it took a minute for them to kind of fall into those roles. But I see Hoda as the like straight-laced journalist who is also able to have a lot of fun, whereas Kathy Lee is just a total instigator. That's really what she exists to do, is just, you know, make people laugh, say the comment that everyone was thinking, try to, you know, tease Hoda. So it kind of feels like maybe even like an older, younger sister dynamic that they have, like a little bit older sister. Yeah, that's what I would say. And then, I mean, the show is really just them being themselves. And one of the main reasons I think that it was so successful is that they did not have in-ear pieces like a lot of other chat shows do. They were really naturally having a conversation, which I think it took a while for Hoda to kind of step away from the journalist part of her personality and lean more into the fun conversation part of her personality. But she's definitely, you know, since she's worked with Kathy Lee, kept that way of presenting herself on TV.
I think it is so rare to do what Hoda does. Because even though Kathy Lee is off air, Hoda now hosts a show with Jenna Bush Hager, who you might know from her book club or because her dad used to be president, George W. Bush. Hoda is really rare in that I don't think there is a journalist who can do hard news and be like goofy drunk at the same time. The only person I think comes close is like Anderson Cooper, but even then, I don't think people love him the way they love Hoda. And so my question is, you know, I think your Twitter account kind of adds to or like affirms this public agreement of how Hoda is like America's sweetheart. It is wild that she started getting famous by like getting drunk on air. And now she is the person to wake you up with the worst news of the day. Do you think your no context account has helped keep Hoda's name alive online with like a new audience or a new generation who maybe isn't watching TV every single day at 8 a.m.?
Oh, absolutely. I think that a lot of the fans of the No Context account are younger people who don't even know that Kathy is spelled K-A-T-H-I-E.
Right.
All the replies are all spelling her name wrongly. Like, who are these people sometimes? Like, why is this person always showing this other person music? So, yeah, I do think that, especially from like a comedic standpoint, it's keeping her in the conversation because all of my clips are curated to be funny. And there's a lot of not so funny moments on that show. You know, there are like touching moments and that kind of stuff. And I really shy away from that because like my account is to make people laugh. So I think that it has maybe given her a bit more respect as someone who's just naturally funny because I'm picking all of those moments out to show people.
And you post nowadays like every single day. How do you select which clip you're going to drop? Like, are you just constantly watching archival tape? Do you ever fear like running out of clips to post?
No, listen to this. This is like the big secret on how I run this thing. The way that it works is that I post on the day that it would have aired in whatever year.
Oh.
So I'm constantly watching clips and scheduling them to post on that day. So I'll find something funny and be like, that didn't air until March. Well, that'll be in March next year. Sometimes even I'll find a clip from like last week that I missed posting and then I'll schedule it for the year from now. Like, I mean, I could die tomorrow and the Kathy Lee and Hoda No Context account would still be running for at least a year in some capacity. So everyone has that to look forward to.
Wow, that's so interesting. And I mean, like, I will say that, Caleb, you do have a day job. So when are you putting in the work in terms of like running tape and just like pulling out clips and stuff?
Well, this kind of goes back to like, I was just naturally watching that. I don't watch a lot of modern TV at all. There's not really any good live TV happening anymore. And it's like, this stuff is so evergreen that it's like, well, I may as well just watch it on my own time. So like, I would find myself, like I said, watching host chats from 15 years ago, just nothing to do with the No Context account. So when I'm super busy, it's usually on weekends, but like I said, there's a lot to choose from. So it makes it pretty easy to have something available for every day. I've gotten kind of so far ahead of it that it's really not a ton of work to run it these days.
You're bringing up something that I feel is very felt texturally, which is that a lot of times the clips you post are from like 2011, 2013, and they have this graininess to them, which kind of makes me think about like nostalgic TV. I wonder, do you think that's a big reason why your account has been so successful on the internet? Like, is there something about Kathy Lee and Hoda and just kind of the time capsule that you've caught them in that the internet just like really wants?
Yeah, I think that the show existed at a time when like the internet was like just starting to become a place where things could go easily viral. So there are clips that missed that opportunity to go viral in the moment. So, you know, they might have been on The Soup, but they really didn't have legs beyond airing that week and then kind of everyone moving on. So I think that it's fun to go back and look at that stuff and see how it would exist in the context of how we do things now and re-give things an opportunity to go viral that maybe didn't have that chance at the time. I do think that people are desperate for good content. And when it comes to live TV, there's just nothing that's super well produced. Like all the live stuff you see is like, you know, a streamer streaming from their bedroom or like at The View, but they like you can tell they're all just on The View reciting what the producers told them to say. Like there's just no, I don't know, well produced and natural at the same time live TV. So I think that maybe people like to see the clips because they're reminded of how things used to be and how good morning television was.
Yeah. And I think that fourth hour specifically was always kind of meant to be the cherry on top of the whole day, meaning that, like, it was always supposed to be fun. It was supposed to be, like, a burst of levity before you, like, eat lunch and then watch Ellen. And I think that contrast, when you think about the fact that the news is really just, like, either really, really horrific stories or them trying to sell you cream for some reason. Like, they're always trying to be like, and by the way, there's affiliate links online. And I just think that there are so many gems that have kind of been lost in the machine of morning TV that your account is kind of rediscovering. Like, you are hand-picking, selecting, going through the sand and being like, guys, if you need to pick me up, this is it. And I don't know, does that make you feel any type of way?
Yeah, I mean, it does make me feel good. I do take pride in my eye for knowing what's funny. They make it pretty easy to, because there's always something. But yeah, I mean, I do enjoy people laughing at them. The thing is, too, like, this is not something I'm in, obviously, for money. I'm not trying to, like, monetize my account. And I don't intend to, because, like, I don't own these clips. And I think that's something that we've kind of lost on the internet, too, is just sharing things not for monetary gain. Like, you think of all of the different websites of the past that were, like, fan sites for whatever celebrity that no one was making money off of. They just enjoyed that celebrity and wanted other people to be able to see their content. And that's kind of how I feel about this.
I want to ask a little bit about no context accounts in general, because if you're on Twitter, you've probably seen them before. Catherine Van Arendonk wrote a really great piece for Vulture about no context accounts, which I would boil down to just say that these are people who pick, like, one show, like The Office, and they basically just, like, take screenshots or clips from The Office, i.e. Kevin spilling chili, post it, no caption, no nothing, and people just, like, take that and then retweet it, whatever. And they really had their heyday in 2017 when there were accounts for everything you could think of. Sopranos, Queer Eye, New Girl, Parks and Rec. And I'm wondering, what is something people don't know about running no context accounts? Is there maybe, like, one good thing and one bad thing that you feel like people don't think about?
I think that the kind of bad thing, and maybe not even a bad thing, but a responsibility I feel, is, like, not throwing either Kathy Lee or Hoda under the bus in any sort of way. Because, like, I see things on when I'm watching that's, like, maybe a controversial opinion or something that isn't totally PC to say. I could tweet that out, but I choose not to, just because, like, I don't want to cause any fuss for anyone. And then also on top of that, it's just, like, even some of the stuff that I have posted does start a discourse. And it's like, I'm here just to laugh. You know what I mean? I'm not here to, like, have any essays written about the clip that I posted, kind of thing.
Is there anything fun or maybe, like, an unintended benefit that you've kind of reaped from running this account?
It really has nothing to do with Kathy Lee and Hoda, but I feel pretty happy at how organized I've been able to be tweeting every day. It's something, like I said, I've tweeted every single day since I think May at this point. And, like, that's for someone who has ADHD. It's like, wow, I actually, you know, am continuing to do something.
Well, I am having so much fun, but I think it's time to take a break. When we come back, Caleb is going to give me his top 5 Hoda copy moments from the vault. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hey, listeners, hope you're enjoying today's show. If this is your first time listening, then welcome. We are thrilled to have you here. In case you missed it, our show comes out twice a week on Wednesdays and Saturdays. So make sure you never miss an episode like this past Wednesday's about a broken laptop, a haunted house, and a buried rug in Ohio, which became TikTok's latest true crime show.
Whether you're listening to ICYMI at double speed or regular speed, you'd probably love to know how you can get more cash back on your credit card. Either way, we'll slow things down a bit so you don't miss anything. Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned on your credit card at the end of your first year with Cashback Match. That means with Discover, you could turn $150 cash back to $300. It pays to discover. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible. Financial geniuses. Monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states and situations.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice.
And we're back. So Caleb, I think it is time to hear from the archivist, the expert himself. I want to know, what are your top five moments from the Hoda Kotb experience? Please give me your first pick.
Okay. I would say my first pick is a confession that Hoda made to Kathy Lee out of the blue. And that was that she knows that fat guys make better lovers. It's something that continued on after the comment as being one of the things that is a part of Hoda's personality from that point forward. Kathy Lee brought it up constantly, and I just love that she never backed down from that opinion. Kathy Lee would bring it up and she would say, yep, exactly. So probably the first time that it was brought up, which I think was in the context of a survey or something about fat guys being better lovers. And Kathy Lee said, Hoda would know this. And she said, yeah, I do. Love that.
The other good news,
what?
This is especially good news for you, Hoda. Apparently, fat guys make better lovers.
I've known that. I've known that.
Oh my God. Why do you love this clip? What do you feel like it told you about either Hoda or Kathy?
I think that it's one of the good examples of Kathy Lee thinking that she's ribbing Hoda and Hoda totally owning it in a time when she might deny it. You know what I mean? And I love that. That's one thing I love about Hoda is her ability to just own it.
Yeah. And I think you're right that their siblingness comes from the fact that like they can kind of come at each other. They can kind of check each other in a way that there is no dynamic per se because they're both kind of the queens of the fourth hour. I mean, can I ask, do you think they authentically are friends?
Oh, 100%. If you see like the content that came out when Kathy Lee left the show,
there
were genuine tears shed during like packages and like even on air together. I totally believe that they're friends.
Yeah. Okay. What is your next pick?
Maybe a bit obscure, but one time, and this doesn't even involve Kathy Lee, one time Blake Shelton co-hosted in place of Kathy Lee, and Hoda was so in love with him during the entire show. She was like flirting with him. She was like basically just outwardly horny for Blake Shelton for all the world to see. There's a point on the episode where he's just like strumming his guitar, singing to her. She's just staring at him in love with it. Yeah, I think that it shows a different side of Hoda.
When you undress, do you leave a path? Then sink to your nose in a bubble bath. This is getting kind of awkward.
I love it. Go.
My, oh my, you're so good looking. Hold yourself together like a pair of bookends.
Is this a new song?
Uh-huh.
I'm downloading it
I'm not tasted all your cooking.
Do we think this was before or after he was randomly crowned sexiest man alive?
I think it was in August 2010, if I had to go by my strange memory.
Wow.
I've become pretty fluent, in Kathy Lee and Hoda. And the thing is, like, I was never, honestly, never a daily watcher of Kathy Lee and Hoda. I was more of a view guy. But through running this account, I just feel like I know both of them, like, the back of my hand. And I can, like, so many historic moments from the show, I've just, like, committed to memory and know when they happened, like, what month it was.
I thought that moment was so funny because, like, look, we love getting to know a little bit more about our hosts. And so, like... seeing this side of Hoda's taste was kind of funny. Like, oh, you, that's what you're into. Okay. Versus, I remember in a pretty traumatizing way when Trainwreck, the movie starring Amy Schumer and Bill Hader came out. Bill Hader goes on the Today Show in an earlier hour and he's sitting down with Savannah Guthrie and she calls him like a sex symbol to his face and he gets so uncomfortable. But I was uncomfortable because I was looking at the clock. I'm like, it's 9 a.m. Like, what are you doing? Versus, he then goes on Hoda's segment way, way, way later. And it's just like the wine's flowing. Everyone's chill and casual. Yes, we're flirting, but it's totally fine. And I think like that's the funny thing where it's like even her coworkers could not capture that magic that she had.
Totally.
Yeah. Okay. What's your next pick?
This is a hybrid pick, but just any time that Hoda sings in such a confident way, even though she's such a bad singer. And I'm not even talking like showing the clips and singing along. Like there's times where she's just like fully singing with her voice and it's like not good, but she's doing it anyways. So two examples, they were on location for something and they sang Wild One with Flo Rida as the Sias, Hoda and Kathy Lee. And Hoda is so tone deaf in it, but she sings the entire song. Love that. They also auditioned, blind auditioned for The Voice together at one point as kind of a gag for the show. And again, Hoda is singing with full confidence that she maybe hasn't earned in the singing department, but that's what we love about her, right?
Oh, I love that.
Hey, I heard you were a wild one.
What's your next pick?
When Hoda accidentally shared her number live on television, and then people started calling while they were still live on television, and like her realizing what she did. That's amazing to me. Amazing television. You'd never see that on TV these days.
Yeah. Was this the Samsung watch thing?
Yes. She was showing off a smartwatch.
Yeah. Could you explain like what happened from the beginning?
So she was showing off a Samsung smartwatch and in the process of that dialed the watch with her cell phone and was holding the watch up to the camera and fully revealed her full personal telephone number. To the point where, like I said, people started calling it while they were still live on air. And there's like a moment of denial where she thinks that it didn't show, but then she gets 20 more calls like immediately after that. I just think that's amazing. And of course, a great opportunity for Kathy Lee to jump in and start ribbing Hoda for it.
Oh my God. I have 20 voicemails.
22.
23. Oh. Oh my God.
I think it's funny.
What just happened, honestly?
Do I really told you not to show the number. What did you do? One, two.
It's ringing again from Jersey.
Well, let's talk to them.
Hello?
Maybe it's Governor Christie.
Okay, I can't. My phone is now. Oh. Anyway, so get the Samsung phone, okay?
I love that. It was so QVC coded where they're like, you need to buy 20 of these now, otherwise they're going down in price. And it just felt so real. I love that moment. What is your last pick?
This is like probably my all-time favorite moment. I think it's still available online to watch on the NBC website. It is when Hoda revealed to all of America that she has a landing strip.
Okay. Okay. Take me back. What happened?
Well, Kathy Lee and Hoda were discussing some sort of survey or report that came out saying that people who had certain grooming habits downstairs acted a certain way. And the conversation evolved to Kathy Lee straight up asking Hoda, what do you have of these options? And she turns to her and says, I'm the landing strip. And Kathy Lee was absolutely shocked. Like the look on her face is amazing. And then, of course, from there, it turned into a 10-minute conversation just about that. And Hoda, there's a point where Kathy Lee says, do you realize that you just told all of America that you have a landing strip? And she says, it didn't hit me until you just said that to me now.
Boy, Hoda just told the whole world she has a landing strip.
You know what's funny?
These things live on in infamy, Hoda.
No, it's funny. It actually didn't hit me until you just repeated it again. Okay. Anyway.
Wow. All right, let's move on. You think you know somebody.
Ooh. Okay.
Is this a new landing strip?
No, stop it.
Let's move on. It's an old one. Because nobody likes old landing strips.
I love that because Hoda, like, sometimes just doesn't have a filter. And I think that's just coming from her, like, true place of, like, raw honesty of just, like, not even I don't care if you know. I kind of want you to know. And I like that, you know?
I think she knows it's good TV. And, like, yeah. that's why we love Hoda. Is, like, she'll come out and say something that you wouldn't expect her to say and completely own it. So I think she must have known in that moment. It is funny, though. I think it was a pre-taped segment for, like, a Friday show or whatever. And during the rest of the segment, she keeps saying, oh, we're not going to use this. This is not a usable chat. We're going to have to reshoot it. Obviously, they did not reshoot it because it came out into the world.
Oh, I love that. Okay, so those are really great picks. Can I bring in two honorable mentions of my own?
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to hear.
Okay. So my first one is anytime Hoda brings a new song for Kathy Lee to listen to. Can you kind of explain what this segment is?
Yes. So there was a segment on the show called I, Hoda. It was born, I think, out of Hoda just coming to the dressing rooms in the morning and being like, listen to this song, listen to this song. She obviously loves music and lots of different types of music. And then it turned into a segment that every Thursday, I think it started in 2010 and went until the very end of the Kathy Lee years of the show, where she would show Kathy Lee a song that she thought she should hear. A lot of the ones that I post on the No Context account are like the pop songs that I know people want to revisit. But she showed a lot of different types of music, lots of country ballads, like lots of like club songs, lots of like inspirational songs, old. She loves a throwback song. And then the bit kind of is that Kathy Lee always hates it, unless it has something to do with Kathy Lee. Like if it's Kathy Lee's song, she loves it. Kathy Lee, and I don't really, like I said, post a lot of them, but Kathy Lee did like a lot of the country songs that Hoda would show her. But if it was some sort of club anthem, Kathy Lee was going to talk about how she hated it for the duration of her showing her the song, which is like, what's funny. And I see like a lot of people too in the comments being like, Kathy Lee hates everything. Like, why is she so bitter? And it's like, well, that's the bit. Like, yeah. That's what's funny about this is that she hates it. She knows that's what's funny. So like, even if she liked it, she's going to say she hates it because that's what's funny. That's what we're laughing at, you know, 15 years later.
Do you have a favorite song that Hoda has brought that Kathy hated?
There's one that I just posted that was Can't Believe It by Flo Rida and Pitbull. I don't even know. Like, I never even had heard the song until I saw the clip of Hoda showing Kathy Lee the song. But it's so ridiculous. It's such a dumb song. And Kathy Lee's like, this is so stupid. But I found myself listening to that song now. So I guess I must have liked it if I'm listening to it in my own free time. Yeah.
Hoda was the A&R of the Today Show.
Oh, absolutely.
I think what's so funny is that I really related to Hoda in every single one of those segments because it's me every time I play an Addison Rae song in the car and all of my friends are like trying to get out on the freeway. They're just like, stop, stop. And I'm like, you guys need to open your minds the way Hoda opened ours. It's service.
Honestly, there are a lot of songs that she had her finger on the pulse about. Like, I think that, not to bring up Blurred Lines, but like she knew about Blurred Lines before it was like the song of the summer. I think she showed it in like May or something. She has such an interesting taste of music. I would love to swap playlists with Hoda. That's like my dream.
Oh, that would be amazing. Now, here's my second favorite honorable mention. It's probably my favorite thing you've ever posted ever. December 30th, 2011, when they bring on Maddie B. Raps, the 8-year-old Justin Bieber, like, protege. And let's be clear, Maddie B. Raps was an internet phenomenon. You may know him from his hit song, Right Now I'm Missing You, which does have 255 million views on YouTube, and Joja Siwa was in the video. Anyway, they bring on Maddie B. Raps to perform Ice Ice Baby, and it is them sitting at their clear table with this kid next to them, rapping, dancing in a button-up shirt that was way too big for him.
If there was a problem, yo, I solved it. You got the hook.
Bring it, bring it, bring it.
Ice, ice, baby.
Okay.
Okay, and you've got, by the way, Maddie B.
Never.
Dirty Maddie. Not only have us, you've also got some other groupies who are shaking their money maker. Yeah, Maddie B's turning. Yeah, Maddie B.
Happy New Year, sweetheart. It's the greatest moment on TV because they just push him out. They just push him out once he's done. What do you love about this clip?
Honestly, it's funny that when you said December 30th, I was like, I know exactly what she's about to say. And I was right. It is amazing. And what I think something, again, that people loved about the show is how, like, by the seat of the pants, it was like, it's like, exactly. They just have Maddie B thrown out beside them at a table rapping and they're just watching him live like that. Mm-hmm. I think it's amazing. He's so young in that clip And like, clearly there must have been stage parents involved in that, right? Like, it's 100. Like, you feel like you could, there's like a stage parent behind the camera while he's performing Ice Ice Baby, which is not even like a good rap song, right?
Yeah.
There's a point in that clip too where Kathy Lee is like doing hand gestures to like mock him, I
think,
mock the 7-year-old to his face.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny though.
I think that's kind of what I always come back to when I think about, let's say, the heyday of Hoda and Kathy Lee. They were Ellen-esque sometimes in the way that they were like kind of trying to promote young talent and like give them 2 minutes in the spotlight to just like, we saw you on the internet. Do your thing. And I find that actually really funny and cute. And at the same time, they were just like the aunts you never had. And I think that is kind of why they remain so crystallized in the ember of your account, because they're kind of reliable in that way. They're the aunt that always makes you laugh at Thanksgiving. And that's why I really appreciate what you do. It is a public service.
Thank you. That means a lot to me. I'll keep running it, like I said, unless I die.
Well, you just said that if you did die, it would still keep going. So I think you should post from
above. Right, exactly.
Post from above, actually.
Amazing.
Anyway, Caleb, is there anything we did not get to that you wanted to say about Miss Hoda?
No, that I just wish her the best of luck. And I hope that she, like, if she were to see the account, which as far as I know, she has not, I hope that she would enjoy what I do and know that everything that I'm posting is coming from a place of love and just, like, admiration.
I'm shocked that no one from the Today Show has reached out to you yet.
I'd come work for them if they wanted.
I mean, I'm not lying. I was like, when I realized that her 4th hour spot is also open, I was like, can I apply? Like, I would love that job. I don't like George Bush, but I could definitely fuck around with Jenna. Like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I'll move to New York. It's great.
So here I have the best casting idea.
Yes.
Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
They need to replace Hoda with Rosie O'Donnell. I think that Rosie and a Bush twin would bring it back to Kathy Lee and Hoda levels of amazing. And even, like, not to poo-poo on the current 4th hour, but the dynamic is just a little off with Hoda and Jenna.
Right.
Because they're both too, I don't know, there's no one really ribbing the other one. They seem too much on an equal playing field, sure. Where I feel like the dynamic of Rosie and Jenna would be amazing.
I love that idea. Caleb, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is awesome.
Okay, that's the show. I want to thank Caleb Stark for coming on today's episode. You can find Caleb at KLGH_nocontext. We'll be back in your feed on Wednesday, so definitely subscribe. That way, you never miss an episode. Leave us a rating and a review in Apple or Spotify and tell your friends about us. You can follow us on Twitter at @ICYMI_pod. And you can always drop us a note at ICYMI@slate.com. ICYMI is produced by Sierra Spragley-Ricks and me, Candace Lim. Daisy Rosario is our senior supervising producer, and Alicia Montgomery is Slate's vice president of audio. See you online or on the Today Show.